listener exclusive.
Triple M Breakfast, Maddie Ray, and on Monday mornings we catch up with the Mayor of Griffith, Doug Curran. And if you missed the chat with the Mayor this morning, you can catch it in full here. We touch on the tragic events that occurred over in Bondi on the weekend. Also follow up from his Mayor's meeting that he took place in Forbes on last Monday, which is why we had him call in on that day. And we also go over the Youth Week activities happening in Griffith on week one of the school holidays.
Yeah, no, we were actually at home. I was with my wife, and we were watching the coverage on the news. And yeah, absolutely heartbreaking, mate. The people who've lost their life, and not including the attacker. Yeah, just really heartbreaking, mate. And my heart goes out to them, and obviously best wishes to all of the survivors, and hopefully they get better soon.
That's it. And, of course, it's confronting news this morning. And if you are struggling, please call Lifeline 13 11 14. And there's the Griffith Suicide Prevention and Support Group too on 1300 133 911. Okay, so you were in Forbes last week. That was for the Mayor's meeting, yeah?
Yeah, so we have country Mayor's meetings every couple of months, and generally they're in Sydney. We take the opportunity to catch up with some ministers, but this time we had a housing forum out at Forbes. Mm-hmm. Had a few ministers come out. Rose Jackson visited. We had Sam Faraway from the Nationals. So, yeah, really good. Some really good things happening in Forbes, and what we try and do is learn from each other and see what we can adapt from there. So I know we were out at the sale yards late last week with our ag minister, but we went and had a look at the sale yards in Forbes, which are really good. they're good to aspire to. So, yeah, it was a really good meeting, actually.
Yeah.
Really enjoyed it.
That sounds good. And I reckon it's good that we have those meetings in the bush rather than getting you guys all to go out to Sydney.
That's exactly right. Yeah. So the next one's up in Kempsey, so we'll see if we can get to that one. But, yeah, they have them quite regular in Sydney, so it's good to be out there.
All right. We're back in here now this morning, and today's an important day. We've got the we do have the local government elections happening this September, and there's going to be a number of candidate information sessions happening. Now, this is for those that are interested in running for council in these local government elections, but the first of those candidate information sessions is actually going to be held today, Doug.
Yeah, so tonight at 6 o'clock in the council chambers. Very informal. There's no presentation. It is just something that the Griffith City Council is doing. So we've got, as you said, a few more sessions being held. That's all on our socials. But tonight's just really come along, ask any questions that you might have, gauge a little bit of interest, what do councillors do, what's the process in getting elected. So it's just really an informal information session tonight, 6 o'clock in the chambers.
Yep, there you go. Benarambar Street, Griffith. And just going forward, there's going to be an online session held via Zoom on the 1st of May from 6 to 7:30pm. And that'll be recorded by Locale Learning. And there's also a Women in Government, ALG. GWA, Getting Women Elected Candidate Workshop. That's happening on the 1st of June. So there's going to be a few sessions to come as the months roll on, and we'll, of course, bring those up as we get you into the studio. It's Absolutely. A big week, though. School holidays, Mr. Mayor, and we actually have week one coinciding with Youth Week.
Yeah, it's a really good opportunity for us to do some really focused activities for kids. There's a library's holding a teddy bears picnic down at Memorial Park on 10 a.m. tomorrow.
Yep.
So that's really good. We've got the Youth Advisory Group have got Sounds of Autumn on Friday.
That's going to be a ripper. Now, I saw a lot of those musicians that will be at Sound of Autumn at the Young Musician of the Year Awards last week, put on by the Griffith Musician Club at the Burley Griffin Room. Some sensational talent there. Everybody who took to the stage really took everybody's mind away. So it's going to be great to see a lot of them again.
Absolutely. So there's music, market stalls, arts and craft. There's an opportunity to win five $100 vouchers on the night. So, yeah, just another great event. And then, of course, there's the Totem Skate Park event on Thursday.
How did you go skateboarding as a young one?
No, absolutely not. you need a little bit more coordination than what I've got.
Yeah, no chance of...
Shan't be going down there showing the kids what to do. But, so there's just so much on. But, yeah, Thursday's, it looks like a really good event down there at the skate park.
I think so too, yes. Free community skate, BMX workshop too. So for those who are BMX riders, I remember hanging out with a few of them at school. Not that I could do any good on a BMX bike, but you're asked to bring your own bike, your own helmet, and some padding as well if you are BMXing. But in terms of the skate, they've got a lot of the equipment for it. It's going to be going to have a free barbecue as well.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. It's a really good day. It will be subject to weather, of course. I think the weather for the week looks pretty good. But, yeah, it's a great facility down there. You've got the pump track. You've got the skate escape facilities, I suppose you would call them. But they do lend themselves very well to BMX bikes. And, there's just something on all week. So, yeah, for the younger ones, Memorial Park. For the older ones, there's the skating and then also the Sounds of Autumn on Friday night.
That's right. And, to the Sounds of Autumn, you're going to have Mr. Twister down there as well. It's going to be a big one for all the families, big part of the school holiday fun. Now, one thing that I was going to ask you, so Youth Week itself, so a lot of these, do you get funding from the New South Wales government to put
yes,
these things on?
Absolutely.
And what's like, how does that process get communicated and set up with the local council?
So they put out funding announcements to say that there's grants available.
Yep.
Our council's very, very good at applying for those grants. The Youth Advisory Group, we've got a permanent staff member at council, so they keep across all of these grant opportunities. They design the activity and then cost it and then go for the grant. And we're especially when it's youth focused, we're often very successful.
Yeah. And how do you really feel like this has come together, particularly with the work that the Youth Advisory Group have done?
Oh, the Youth Advisory Groups are a very proactive young school students, I suppose, up to 18 years of age. But they do all the work.
Of course.
Yeah, the entire lot of the work, but they're really proactive. They're getting out there doing some good things, and this Sounds of Autumn's another one. Mm. As you said, there's going to be a lot of music down there, displaying a lot of our local talent, and just really coming to together very, very well.
Yeah, and a lot of those, like you say, they're still at school, but a lot of those musicians as well that will be at Sound at Autumn, they're also still completing school as well and starting to get on stage today. And what took my mind away seeing them perform last week was just how comfortable many of them really appeared on stage. It's like that they're doing what they were born to do.
That's exactly right. You've got to be able to have that amenity in the community so that they can get that level of comfort. If you go off to Sydney to play sport or play music or whatever it might be, and you haven't had any of that exposure in Griffith, then it can be daunting. So it's one of the reasons that we, as a council, really do focus on the amenity. So the community garden stage is getting a heap of use.
That's right.
The regional sports centre, a heap of use. There's another stage down in Memorial Park. So we're trying to give that exposure to our youth so that when they do go away, that they can perform at the top level.
All right. One last thing before we're out of time, because I just popped into the supermarket yesterday and I, you know, had a look at the little notice board that people do put up at the supermarkets.
Yep.
So this might be out of date, I'm not sure, but are we starting to look for new people to jump onto that youth advisory group?
I think that we've just redone it, but there's always opportunity for people to join it. It's an ever-evolving group.
Mm-hmm.
We're looking at the potential of making it into a council in time. So it's an evolving group that we need to try and put a lot of focus on, a lot of attention. There's funding there. They often get together, have some pizza. We were lucky enough as councillors to invite them up to the chambers only a month or so ago.
Yeah.
Had pizza with them and had a bit of a chat. They told us what they've been doing in the group. It was a really good evening. And, I'd encourage anyone to look into that youth advisory group that's looking to contribute a little bit back to their community, but also learn a little bit about what's going on around our community as well.
I mean, it's kind of a pseudo council anyway, I reckon.
Yeah. Well, we get more information from them than we give them, I can promise you that much.
Because I do know that there are some local councils in other places that do have those like formalised youth councils, but this has done a very good job with how it's at the moment. So everybody going to be a part of the Youth Week events, go and get out there, and just to all the young ones that are listening right now on their school holidays, enjoy a couple of weeks off school.
That's exactly right. They should enjoy it. And I suppose just before we go, mate, the Punjabi Melee is on Saturday night.
That's right, Punjabi Melee.
Yeah, yep. So that's another opportunity to see what our community has out there. So please get along to that 6 o'clock on Saturday night in the Kuyu Street Plaza.
That'll raise funds for Wellways Griffith too and awareness as well.
That's right.
Right, Mr. Mayor, thank you for your time as always. Love getting you in on a Monday morning and we'll catch up with you again next week.
Good man. Thanks, mate. Have a great week.
A listener exclusive.